Welcome back, Do Less guests. It's your boy Train Jake here. You already know.
Howdy, y'all.
Good to see y'all again. Talk to y'all again. Episode 26. What have you been up to, man?
Really just ripping CBD.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we just did just that ad read for Do Less. God bless the feel stuff, man. This stuff. I don't know. We just took it. Are you feeling less anxious yet?
I've never been one to be like, dude, maybe it's, you know, whatever. I'm always team placebo. I'm always like, is that really working? Is that really? But I'm telling you, dude, I feel on fire, and not in a bad way. Like, I feel like just so.
Guys, you know, Do Less Guests is an ad-free podcast. We're just giving you our honest thoughts on this because, you know,
this is not an ad.
You gotta make money, and we do some ad reads, and you're like, you know, I've taken CBD before. Yeah, I feel, you know,
maybe it's
winners, but this stuff, yeah, we. Feel sponsored, Do Less God Bless. Thanks to them, we took it. So I want to, on the exclusive pod here, want to give our honest thoughts. But you're feeling a little nice, huh?
Okay, here's the full story. For me, it's CBD. Well, first of all, so yeah, yesterday, Trey and I did the ad read. And just kind of, Trey was like, I love it. Jake loves it, don't you? I'm like, yeah. And then I guess CBD came back, the company, and we're like, hey, can you add a little more personal experience? So Trey comes over today with a couple vials of feels. And I did twice the recommended amount. Perhaps that's why I'm feeling so good. And in the past, so on Ghost Runners, on my podcast, I've had a CBD company reach out and be like, hey, we really want to sponsor this podcast, potentially doing like a long-term deal with you guys. Try the CBD out. And I tried it and felt nothing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to lie. I was like, this doesn't work. And okay. So they didn't sponsor it. So I just want to say, I'm willing to say things don't work.
Yeah.
But this,
nice.
Let's run a marathon.
Heck yeah. Good to know. Yeah, back in your studio. Thanks for having the Do Less guest over here again,
man. Yeah, of course. Welcome, guest. Welcome to the stud.
This is kind of, I think, maybe the last day of warm weather.
Yeah, we got to cherish it.
I'm
going to spend so much time outdoors. Yeah. See you on the pickle courts tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be nice. Yeah, the high is 87 today, and then it's going to snow Monday, so...
Yeah, I'm stoked, man. I'm going to Atlanta this weekend to see Katie. Katie's people. She's from there.
Katie's people.
And we got some great sports on. I'm fired up, man. I don't get fired up for sports that often, but it's a good sports week.
Do you, I'm on the travel thought now. Do you pay for like nice luggage? Like, do you have like a nice, like rolly, like carry-on luggage bag or anything like that?
I was pretty proud of the strategy. Started in maybe... 6 to 8 years ago, because we were doing the whole Christmas thing, and it's still like not necessarily Santa, but it's like you get your one big Christmas gift. What's it gonna be? And you know, my whole life it was N64, Laser Quest,
Madden, and NCAA football.
Yeah, girlfriend. But I was like, you know, I just started getting to college. I'm like, I don't even care anymore. So I was like, let's get this stuff out of the way. So like 1 year it was a vacuum.
Okay,
used to this day.
Let's get this stuff out of the way. That's smart.
Another thing, luggage.
Okay.
I got which this is more of my parents' idea. Shout out to them. But, you know, they're like, we know this isn't exciting, but you need luggage. So it was a nice set because luggage is fairly expensive.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's kind of an annoying thing to buy. But so I got that maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and it's holding up strong.
That's awesome. 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. But you don't really. I used to have a buddy who would, you know, Will.
Yeah.
He used to just throw it in a trash bag. And he would pick up his like checked Southwest bag that was a trash bag. I'm like, dude.
I shot a wedding with a guy who now works for Yeti, which I don't know if you've seen. Like, they make their like original content. Like, it's like super high production.
This is a bulletproof luggage. You're like, why?
That's what you think. I shot a wedding with him. He has like this crazy nice like cinema camera, cinema lens, Trader Joe's bag. It was awesome. Just Trader Joe's.
You don't really have luggage?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a duffel bag.
Okay.
And
you've never invested in like the real deal.
No. And now that I'm saying luggage near my phone, I'm about to get blown up like crazy on Instagram. But those ads are so good. I've gotten so close multiple times to buying like, there's this one. Here's another free ad where like you open it up and then it like hangs on the handle. You like pull it up and now you've got like racks.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks sweet.
I've seen some that have like somehow has a charger on it or something.
That looks cool too.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Mine's holding up fine. You should at least get... traveling a lot, I've become a big proponent. I don't care. I could go on a 10-day trip. I'm going to do whatever it takes to only carry on.
I don't
ever want to check a bag. I guess you have equipment and stuff, which
the
might
be
different.
The camera bag is annoying.
But I'll do anything in my power to not check because it's just, that's another step in the process. Mm-hmm. And it's quicker if I can avoid that. So You should just get the, one of the check, the carry-on size luggage.
But like with the four wheels.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. You can fit more in it because it's structured. It's a rectangle. You get. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
I think it'd be worth it.
If you guys got luggage recommendations, throw them my way.
American. I have like American Traveler or something. I think it's a well-known one. But
oh, I thought it was like American Airlines gave you like a That'd thing cool. of luggage. Wait. Cool. Yeah. Why don't airline companies make their own luggage?
Seems like some great synergy. I hardly know what that word means, but.
When I'm on
I
CBD,
think that's what I mean. Yeah, whoa, dude!
Synergy is flowing,
like, dude. We need to take over American Airlines.
Why do we use gasoline for cars? Nitrogen is far more, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's a good point. Why are we not fueling our planes with CBD? I mean, it's getting me going.
Everything needs CBD. I might drink it. What's your water bottle full with?
I did. CBD. I liked how CBD was like, take this in the morning if you want to have like a, you want to be like alert all day, or take it at night if you want help sleeping. I was like, well, that's a part of CBD I'm not quite understanding, but
it's like, yeah, part of CBD is like take 10 minutes before you adjust it to prepare your mindset for whatever you want it to do, because it's mainly mind over matter.
Yeah, it's just your dreams are very lucid. You sleep great and you're very alert in your dreams.
Dude, you ever taken malaria medication? I don't know why you would have.
Is that like, you mean melatonin?
No.
Yes.
What?
Oh, malaria, no. Have you?
So when...
Where have you gone?
When
Uganda.
Uganda. Yeah, nice. Before I went to Haiti one time, they're like, we suggest that you take this malaria medication. And I did my research and found out, hey, if I get malaria, I just take the same medication. So anyone out there got malaria, you're going
to
be fine.
They're trying to upsell you.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get it beforehand. Come you just on. Take the symptoms afterwards.
Till I have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like
COVID and malaria, I see the
don't
same
get that
way.
Oh, a vaccine.
Okay.
No, we're not going down that road.
I probably already had it. I'm fine. But so that is one thing about malaria. But the second thing is everyone I was with did take it and had nightmares, like crazy, crazy really? Nightmares on malaria medication. I guess it's pretty well known. Like, I'd rather have malaria than these like night terrors I'm having.
So, like, truly, they might come and be like, that was the worst night of my life.
Oh, I mean, multiple people are waking up screaming in the middle of the night. Like, I'm in like a small little like hut.
Oh. Like,
two or three a night. Like, ah! Oh!
That sounds...
Oh, there's a giant mosquito. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
What a weird
pretty funny
side
to
effect.
Me, but yeah.
Yeah, that'll cure malaria. You'll be fine, but you will meet Freddy Krueger.
Slender Man will be haunting you for days.
Oh. Jeez. Yeah, dude, I have very lucid dreams.
Really? I've never really had that.
I have very clear dreams. Very, like, they make sense. They're very, it's kind of fun.
Now, lucid dreaming.
I don't mean lucid. I guess I don't really understand that. Vivid.
Vivid dreams.
Very vivid, realistic dreams.
Lucid, I've never had, and I don't even know if I believe in it.
But yeah, I don't either.
It sounds
those
cool.
Those people are BSing. They are.
People sell CBD.
Yeah, they watched Inception, and they're like,
wait,
I do that.
I think I can kind of do that.
Kind of do that. Have you seen me in your dreams? Yeah, I meant to.
That's what I thought. I scooped over there. How'd you feel about Inception?
Dude, I don't know much. I'm kind of a movie critic. Like, you see those certain movies that are up for awards and their Rotten Tomatoes are 100%, and you're like, I get that, but I don't enjoy watching this.
Yeah, it's like,
Inception was one of those where I was like, I don't care anything about like the ins and outs of how this was shot or the acting, but this concept, this is so fun to watch. I thought it's one of those rare, because I'm usually not a fiction guy, not a fantasy guy. I'm just like, this is...
Gotcha.
Lord of the Rings. I can't really get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
But those, the Inception, I was like, if this was real, that is so cool. And this is getting me fired up.
Yeah. I've seen it once, fell asleep halfway through, took too much CBD.
Yeah, which is almost kind of cool. You're like, that's like a funny bit.
Thank
you. Ever seen Inception? I dreamed all the way through it. And then or at least
I thought I did.
Is that what you're like? Wait a second. I can't even, but I thought it was one of those movies. Most of the time, I'm not a big movie guy. I rarely find movies. I can 99 times out of 10, I watch a movie and like there's 30 minutes left and I'm kind of like, is this almost over?
Mm-hmm.
But Inception is one of the rare ones where it ended. And I was like, has it been 2 hours? Like, that was so fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Christopher Nolan does a great job. He has a new one out, which I haven't seen, but I might go see it soon.
I remember when I saw Inception, I was with some people and the guy in front of me was like, hey man, stop kicking my seat. So I don't know. I guess I was really kind of fired up or something. I was like, all right, man. Okay. Great story.
Okay.
I was literally at a coffee shop this morning, chilling, and I watch, I'm right by the window. I like to be, you can get some sun. And there's this one guy who has a dog on a leash and he's very coffee shop looking. So he has like a goatee and a beanie. He's got this little dog, and this man walks by, and the dog's like barking at him and da-da-da. And I'm kind of like, man, that would annoy me a lot.
Yeah.
This dog is like harassing this guy, and he just kind of, he walks by. He's walking aggressively.
Okay.
And he walks into the coffee shop, and he goes, "All right, everybody, listen up." And, which startled me only a little bit, because it was a coffee shop, and he looked like pretty clean cut.
Okay. You know, he was not like, the type to yell.
So I mean, I just want to paint a picture. He didn't look like some like crackhead homeless guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked like he was on his way to a job, like, you know,
Everybody
listen up. You tell Chris, you tell Jake, or whatever. I think those were the names. You tell them, pay me my money. My name is N-word. Pay me.
My name is N-word?
Yeah. He was a clean cut black guy. He was very angry. So I don't know if this story was. And then he goes, pay me. And he runs out. And there's, you know, people, I kind of do this, and all of us do, of just like a very much like, on my laptop, like, I'm just going to act like that didn't happen.
Oh, I don't even think I noticed that. I was just emailing.
They're kind of like walking around, you know, the guys working there, I don't think are the owners. So then I'm starting to think, like, what could this backstory be?
Where were you at?
It was a coffee shop called Rochester.
Oh, okay. Because Black Dog would have made sense.
Yeah. But I think are the owners of the coffee shop in some weird partnership with this guy?
Something's going on.
Was he, did someone there, and he, it was a hard R.
Oh.
Do you understand? So I don't, did something racist happen to this poor guy? Jeez. And he was retaliating? I don't, yeah, like I said, he looked like a very normal, clean cut guy. He wasn't some crazy person. And so that was an experience that got my heart racing a little bit, because it was very bank robbery vibes at the beginning. Everybody listen up. I was like, oh my gosh.
He was Miles Garrett, and now you're wondering, wait, did Kyle Rudolph say something?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was acting crazy.
Yeah, did he? But that was a little fun in the day. I was just, wow. And I was like, I don't. And then one of the guys working there comes up later. He's like, yo, Trey, I love your videos. And I decided not to, but I want to be like, hey, man, what was the story?
Can we talk about?
You know who that was? So who knows what's going on? But that's my crazy story of the day.
Okay, that makes me think of a couple things. One, you ever seen the movie Tommy Boy?
I have.
Where he goes,
guy in a little coat.
Oh, yeah, nailed it. He goes, everybody listen up. And he's in a bank. So everyone just like, the police drop to the ground to slide him their guns. Next thing you know, he's got like 8 guns at his feet. He's like,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
If this man had paused a few more moments, I'm probably starting to head under the table or something.
Start like, throwing money at him. Take it.
Everybody listen up.
Second thing that reminded me of yesterday.
It's weird because he had a mask on because.
Yeah, sure. You don't know.
So I'm like, it was, who knows? Pay me my money. Maybe he got like a bad cup of coffee and he's like, hey, I need a refund. And
I was going to sue, but instead I'd just like you to pay me $15.
So yeah, maybe I'm thinking about going there about every morning for the next 2 weeks.
I was going to say, we got to find out what happens to Chris and Jake.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yesterday at a coffee shop we went to, this wasn't that weird, but we didn't really talk about it. Guy comes up to me and says, I love your guys' stuff, which is not normally how this works. You know, oh, thank you. But kind of like trying to say it loud enough so you like notice. Yeah. And it's not just like, I'm like, surely it's not just my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, man. Super cool. He's actually saw us in like on tour and it was really fun.
Yeah. He was at the Casey show. It's been like a year ago.
But then I really didn't know, like, do you want me in this picture? Do you not want me in this picture? Yeah. Did you notice that too? It was kind of you guys are both awesome. Like, let me get work out my buddy. These guys are both Instagram influencers. I'm like, I don't know if you really want a picture with me though. So I'm like standing and then I sit down, stand back up again.
I was with,
oh, you have someone else to take it. Okay. I'll just sit down.
Yeah. I was with my buddy Ryan this morning, you know, Ryan. And so the guy was like, what's up, Trey? And then he goes, also, what's your name? And Ryan was like, that's the first time anyone's ever done that. So thanks. Cause usually people just laser it on me. And
yeah,
my friend just sits there. And yeah, the other day Katie was with me and her girl was like, hey, and she's like, are you must be Katie's wife, and da, da, da. She's like, would you mind taking a photo? Katie was like, sure. She's like, you could be in it. And Katie goes, I'll just take it. Which is nice to people. I get that's a weird situation. It's like, imagine meeting, I don't know, some random person out you're a fan of, and it's just, you know, Justin Timberlake with his buddy you've never seen. You're like, just, by the way,
you can hop in.
Brad, you could, we can all get in the selfie, man. I mean, I don't. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
You're going to look back and be like, why did I ask that guy to be in my picture of Justin Timberlake? Everyone dang I show it this to is like, who's that guy? And they don't even care about Justin Timberlake. They just care about this random guy.
Hometown buddy.
I loved when we were at a different coffee shop last week interviewing people. And then Katie also showed up at the coffee shop. And then we get done with our stuff and just like go over to Katie. And then you're just like, so. gummy robin.
I love to do that to her when she's, we're meeting somewhere and I try to like do something, which is probably weird, but do something to make her think I'm a random guy, like harassing her. It's only worked maybe once. She was like, oh my gosh.
Have you ever seen the movie Four Christmases? Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon?
No.
The opening scene of that movie.
Rom-com?
Rom-com.
Love a Christmas rom-com. I'm putting that on the list, man.
You should. It's
deal.
Good, not great, is how I would describe it.
Okay.
But opening
kind of, that's perfect for rom-com.
That's what a rom-com is.
Yeah.
It's weird if it's great.
Yeah. You kind of want to be on your phone for about a third of it.
Yeah. Yeah. During like the slow part, during the montage part, it's like, well, let me check Instagram.
Also, I'm glad in the new studio I don't have a swivelly chair. Let me know if this is visually annoying. I've been doing this the whole time and I can't stop.
Oh, I didn't
keep
notice.
Trying to stop. Anyways, go ahead.
I don't know if you noticed, but well, I guess you would have known what was in here before. I used to have just like a crappy like folding chair down here. And then I come down. I'm in my basement right now, guys. By the way, I come down one week and it's just not here. I don't know who could have possibly taken my folding chair out of the podcast.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. So it's not here.
Cool.
But then I find some dining chairs in the other part of the basement. Pay me my chair.
Give me my chair, Chris. What he said.
I'm Whitey. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Remember my name. So I kind of upgraded. Now I'm in like a nice little dining chair.
It's nice.
No
wood.
Swivel, but it is some nice hickory. I don't know. All my best friends are woodworkers. I should know more about wood.
Four Christmases. What are you telling me?
Oh, basically just the opening scene. You don't necessarily know that they are already lovers. You just think they're like two random people hitting on each other like at a bar. But you find out that's what they do. Like they love to go role play. Like they'll go get ready individually. So like Vince Vaughn goes, like I think he puts like a turtle tech.
I think my CBD is going the other way.
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, I think it is.
I've never felt this good.
I am relaxed.
I think what it is I know it's 85 degrees outside and that's like boosting my mood like crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's just fun. Vince Vaughn goes super nerdy. He's like an accountant and like has trouble like picking up women. But he tries to go flirt with Reese Witherspoon.
Nice.
And she's like this really sassy. It's a good scene.
She's just Reese being Reese.
Reese being with her fork.
With her fork. Did you hear Reese got murdered with a knife?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Reese, dude.
Reese who? I don't know what I'm supposed to say here. How did it happen?
So let me try this again. Dude, do you know that famous actress, Reese something? Reese, she got killed with a fork.
Reese Witherspoon?
With a knife.
There it is. Yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to interject and say Witherspoon.
We both did a bad job with that.
Got it. That's comedy.
Do less guests and sorry info. I just, yesterday, and then I saw they confirmed you all this morning, officially hired Derek. So you guys will be...
Football Derek.
It was fun. Oh, I didn't just do this. So, Derek, if y'all have listened to all the podcasts, I forget which we said this on, the fax machine.
Yeah.
He sent me, he's just kind of a follow-up. He's like, following up, man. I think it'd be a great role. And then it was like a GIF at the bottom of the email that like was like a fax machine that was printing out a page that said straight fax.
Let's go, Derek.
Just cherry on top. No, we...
That's awesome. We got a fax machine.
Got him hired.
Straight fax.
I'm not going to bore you with details because I know it's... I've said enough. Oh, I'll talk about this on Correct Opinions. So... I won't say that, but I should. So this will drop, not this episode, obviously, and not the next one, but the next. So this is 26, episode 28.
Okay.
Should be the first new studio with Derek producing, editing, do less guests podcast.
Okay, nice.
So coming soon, right?
So when does he start? What does that mean? Next? Oh yeah, never mind. You told me.
It's too much math, man. Don't think about it. You just let that CBD let you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Your brain's taking a break right now.
Yeah, C equals B minus D. It's not supposed to be algebra. It's just good vibes. It's just good vibes.
Man, have you ever tried to do math recently? Like
math?
Stuff you learned?
Oh,
no, math.
Oh, just CBD.
Mathematics?
Methamphetamax. I've done math somewhat recently. I've lost my touch. I've lost my touch with handwriting and math. I used to be so good at
how to write cursive. Are they still teaching kids that?
No.
They better not be.
I don't think they are. I think they've learned.
Man, I can talk better in cursive than I write in it. Hello. Can you write cursive?
What does that mean? Sure.
You still can.
I don't choose to, but yeah, I know all the letters.
You could quickly write in cursive.
Yeah, I think so. I feel pretty good about that.
No, you couldn't, dude.
There used to be a pin down here. Yeah.
No, you can't, dude.
Give me a sentence. Oh, I can't get the pin off.
My name is Jake.
Okay, let me grab this coaster.
Real quick. There's no way.
Whoa.
Oh, nice. Oh, that looks pretty good. How are you able to...
It's not the best.
You do that quickly, folks. If you can see that, maybe.
It's tough to ride
Give
on a coaster.
One. Give me one.
Okay. He jumped over the fence.
How do you remember how to... When have you last wrote with cursive? It's like
the left line first.
I don't remember a capital H at all. He jumped.
That looks nice.
Over.
Now, F is fun. I threw an F in there for you because it's my favorite letter to write in cursive.
The.
I think you nailed it.
Oh!
Yeah, it came
but that
back.
Took me so.
It came back.
The F was wrong. What's how do you do the F again?
Oh, it's kind of like a J that's been mirrored, like a capital J that's been mirrored.
Right the
F. Oh, yeah, you did do the F wrong.
I did like a. So it's still in there, but. Yes, that's right.
That's fence.
That's why I go.
That
I
is
go,
what fence looks like.
I don't know.
Dude, you look
I forgot
like
the F. I forgot the F. Which is
F,
good.
Dude.
I was taught never to say the F word.
Good.
Or write it.
Yes.
Or
so I just
letter.
Took it out of my diction.
If there was a word, I couldn't even say F. All my F's as
you
a
just
kid
say
had
perhaps.
To be replaced with P's.
Yep.
My ball went over the pins.
Nice.
Pins?
What kind of ball? A putball?
Putball? What if Pence is vice president? Pence. Am I saying vice president or Pence?
Or am I saying Pence?
Know. That was a weird
You
bet.
Ever see Billy Madison? Sorry, I'm just asking about movies. Where he has to write in cursive on the board in front of everyone. And
dude,
he gets...
I've never seen Billy Madison.
Really? Dang it. I'm 0 for 2 tonight.
Dude, I went to get a haircut recently. Love getting a haircut. And this guy... I'm the least movie guy. We just never watched movies growing up. I'm just not. I'm struggling into them, and so I'm that guy who so many times get asked, like, you know, think about Billy Madison.
Yeah, you did good with Tommy Boy, I guess. 1 for 3.
I did. I've seen Tommy Boy once. Thank goodness. But I've so often my answer to that is no, and I lie 99% of the time. I went to get a haircut, and the guy goes, so he has a TV in the barbershop, and it's always playing something. I'm like, what is this? You know, he's like, oh, it's this new thing on this or that. It's like a scary type movie. Yeah, sorry, I'm shaking your mic everywhere. And he's like, I mean, you know, did you like The Shining? And I go, yeah.
I mean, of course. Who hasn't loved
yeah,
and
well,
seen
okay,
The Shining?
Then you'll like this. Never seen that. Have you seen that?
No, let's talk about.
You
like,
haven't?
Yeah, yeah. Because
I hate it. Because the most annoying thing, because I know if I said, no, I haven't, he'd get.
Dude!
30 seconds. What? Dude, you've got to see the. Sorry.
Yeah.
They
Here's
make
Johnny,
way,
dude. Make, Here's Johnny.
They make way cooler stuff now. I miss that window. Scarface, none of them. Godfather, none of them.
Dude, same.
Okay. That's maybe not super rare because for our age people, but like.
No, I think we're in the minority.
Dodgeball, never seen it.
Oh, wow.
See,
I've seen most comedies.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything else, though.
Like, I guess mine was like those. These are comedies that felt big when I was like 11. And I was not allowed to watch. And then I missed my window, you know.
Let's talk about the most popular movies that we've never seen, because I have some embarrassing ones. First, let's start with seasonal. Hocus Pocus. Never seen that. Don't know if
okay.
I need to.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. I'm sure I've seen it, but yeah.
Two of the biggest, probably Christmas movies that are the biggest traditions, never seen.
Christmas Story?
Never seen Christmas Story.
Dude, that one, I had never seen it. We happened upon, I remember being at like our lake cabin, and it was like thundering. We couldn't hang out on the lake, and it just happened to be on TV with like commercials. I remember watching it and being like, I'd never heard of it. I was like, that was awesome.
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's weird. There's black and white,
so
but man,
good.
What a good story.
That one's great. Okay.
What's the other one? I'll shoot your eye out, kid. That one.
Christmas Story is that.
Oh, wait. What's the. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life is what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I haven't
nice.
Seen that.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I haven't seen A Wonderful Life. What is it? There's one like something time, a story of. I don't know what I'm thinking.
A Wrinkle in Time?
A Wrinkle in Time, maybe.
That's not that. I read that book in ninth grade. I don't know what we were doing reading that in ninth grade.
Not.
I didn't understand that at all.
Dude,
about
there's
time?
So many good books. Why do they make us read Did you read The Giver in middle school?
Yeah, I love The Giver.
Every kid loved that.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I read a book and I read it quickly. I'm like, I love reading. And like, okay, now we're going to move on to Animal Farm or whatever. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's symbolic. What is Animal Farm about? It's like about our government.
Communism.
Communism. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
written
in the 80s. I think it was something with like the 80s in Russia.
Yes.
Soviet Union,
like
I think.
That.
I never read
Stupid.
It. But.
Okay. Movies.
That you're so true, though. Yeah. I was reading Holes, Walk Two Moons, The Giver,
Holes,
Hunger
yeah.
Games. It was like, hey, high school's here. Let's read Beowulf.
Yeah.
Oh.
1984. I'm like, dude.
Well, that's probably a good book. I haven't read that either.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. I was definitely a kid who. I was like the kid who I was enjoying The Giver, but I didn't want anyone to know about it because my brand was like, I'm the kid who like doesn't really try, but low-key I kind of do because my parents, I get in trouble with my mommy if I don't.
Yeah.
But I like, oh, I spark noted it, dude.
Like,
but The Giver, I was like, I'm really enjoying this.
He was a skater boy, but he reads to himself every night. That was your vibe.
Yeah. He was so cool and tough. He didn't do his homework enough, but really quietly he loved drawing and writing short stories. I was a kid who, like, I had a knack for writing in the writing class.
Cool.
But everyone's like, writing sucks. Oh, timed essays. It sucks. I remember the teacher was like, could I read yours aloud? Because you, like, you excelled on this one. I remember being like,
leave my name off of it.
I guess. And she was reading it. I was in the back like,
oh, yes. It means so much to me. Yes. Okay. What other big movies have you not seen?
Batman series.
Whoa. Listen, that was rare. No, no. I'm not mad at you. That's just surprising.
I can't get anyone on board with this.
Our age group has seen Batman movies.
I can't get anyone on board with this. I saw the first Batman. Batman Begins, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
That would make sense to me if that was the first.
I watched
half of it and I was just like, so I know I'm in the minority on this. I know objectively it's a great film. Everyone agrees on that. But it's one of those, maybe you can think of one of these in your life or anyone of you do less guests listening. Like what, something where I know everyone loves it, but I cannot comprehend how anyone enjoys it. I can't. I watch it. We gotta get to it. It just seems like a sketch or something. Like this guy's fake Batman voice is ridiculous. He's flying around. Where is she? And then the bad guy is like, I'm going to do something bad or maybe something not bad. Flink, and he flips a coin. I'm like, what are we watching? I bowed out halfway through it. I'm like, I'm done watching this. I refuse to watch another one. Hmm. Everyone's so excited about it. I've had most people be like, hey, we're all going to go see Batman. You want to come? I'm like, I don't get those movies. And and I can only say with close friends and do less guests, because if I say to anyone else, yeah, even you as a,
I was
as
shocked.
A podcast co-host, you're going, whoa, dude, and that's what I have to deal with. So I don't even say it, but that's my biggest
I'm just shocked because that's the only superhero movie
so
that I will watch just because it doesn't seem.
Yeah. And then the guy that, you know, RIP Heath Ledger, he's like, I got this. I'm just don't really get the performance. I understand it's good acting, but.
See, I think that's so much better acting than you'll find in any of the Avengers movies. Like Heath Ledger is the Joker.
Oh, don't get me started on Avengers. Or who watches those?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, those are bad.
I think anything with The Rock in it or something, like
Fast and
this
Furious.
I raised this gorilla and now he's Hong Kong, King Kong. No offense, Hong Kong. I meant King Kong. Yeah, the movies like that. I'm like, who is like, yes, dude.
Finally.
What I've been. But anyways, I
think people just want an escape.
I'll cover this in correct opinions because it might have been a thing there. But Fast and Furious is finally announced its end.
There's no way. I don't believe it.
They said, okay, you know what? We're going to stop at 11. I was like,
I don't believe it.
Oh, I knew they. I thought they'd at least go to Baker's Dozen.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm done. I got a little passionate. What's another one of yours?
Okay. Yeah, let's get off the Batman thing because we're on opposite ends of this. Never seen any Lord of the Rings.
I can't do that.
No Harry Potter. I watched one for like an Instagram video, but never seen those. No Star Wars.
Okay, so you're not a big sci-fi guy.
No. Guy. If it comes in multiples, probably not interested.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why I never saw them like growing up.
Rockies?
Never saw the Rockies.
Okay.
Seen them.
See the Rockies.
See the Rockies. Climb the Rockies.
You've seen the real Rockies, not the fake Rockies.
The Rocky, I have not seen. The Balboa.
Okay.
I've not seen like a lot of like still just like somewhat current, really good movies like Braveheart or Gladiator.
Right. Yeah. I've never seen Gladiator.
Like
never seen,
most men
never
are seen.
Seen 300.
I saw 300.
Never seen 300. What are like, could you pull up on your laptop like the best movies of the 21st century? Look that up.
Good
I bet
Google
we could
search.
Go through. And find a lot of those. Yeah, I just, my favorite movies are, you ever seen like Her?
No.
I like those. I like those. The ones that are.
Like falling in love with a computer.
Yeah. Feels like my job. Yeah, it's just talking to the abyss. No, I like the movies that seem kind of real. I love, what's it called? About Time.
About Time's awesome. Yeah. Talk about a great, not good rom-com.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's more of just a
see
rom.
This list, dude.
Well, first of all, it starts from 100. And the last movie I saw in theaters is number 100. And that is not the 100 best movie of 21st century.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's not a good movie. The Dark Knight, 98.
Yeah. What's like top 10?
Okay. Let's go all the way down. I saw Gladiator. There it was.
What's this article?
I think I saw The Social Network in there. That was a good movie. You see that one? It's from TheGuardian.com.
See, these are the top ones are the ones that like no one actually enjoyed watching, but I guess we have to say is great. Okay. There Will Be Blood. What's that? 12 Years a Slave. important movie. That was brutal to watch. I did see that.
Boyhood.
Boyhood. Never saw it. Like 30 minutes of. It's very boring.
Won a bunch of awards. Under the Skin. Never heard of it. In the Mood for Love. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Yeah, these are the annoying, like,
hidden. No, never heard of it.
Enjoyed these.
Cynic Doc New York. Never heard of it. Yeah. What are these? Moonlight.
Moonlight was awesome.
I never saw it, but that was the big controversy, right? At the Oscars.
What?
For like Best Picture. Didn't they say the wrong one?
Oh, I don't know. No, that was Steve Harvey.
Miss America. Yeah.
I have to apologize. That's all time. Moonlight. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, but that one was pretty great.
Zama. Never heard of it. Team America World Police.
I don't know.
It's like an action figure doll movie. Mulholland Drive. Never heard of it. Son of Saul. Never heard of it. I'm probably offending so many people. Like, you haven't even heard of this movie? Far From Heaven. Never heard of it. White Material. Like Wife? I don't know if I like the title of that. Never heard of it.
All right.
These
are all like technically good movies. Go to, Lincoln. I never saw that.
Saw Lincoln Lawyer. Borat's number 23.
Borat.
Let's go. I was just about to say the one movie I'm excited to see that I haven't been excited to see in years.
Oh, a movie I loved that I went away to see, I was very excited to see, was Revenant. The Revenant.
Oh, yes. That's where he becomes friends with a bear and then sleeps inside of him.
Yes.
Yes.
No, that's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. Eeyore. Yeah.
Christopher Robin. Canceled.
Get Out. I heard that was a really good movie, and I've tried to watch it multiple times, and I haven't been able to. Do you ever see that?
You didn't enjoy it, or you just like got busy?
No, I thought I had this version of it. It's kind of sketchy. I'm going to skip the whole story. I thought it was this version of it, but it was like a commentary version. So it's like, dang it.
No, Get Out was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Let's see what else is in here. How
long are we on this episode, dude?
So far, we're rocking about 30 minutes.
Okay.
A little over 30 minutes.
Movie episode, I guess.
Big movie episode.
Movie.
I can't even find...
What would you... If someone... this is always an annoying question, but what's your favorite movie?
Probably Forrest Gump. Kind of
basic
answer. Don't
you hate when you're in a group setting and you ask someone that, and they fold and they just go, oh, that's hard. I don't know. It's like, just name one.
Just name one. It's fine.
You said Forrest Gump?
Yeah, probably Forrest Gump.
Good answer.
I really dislike those types of conversations in a group setting because of the conversation it's going to lead to. Because we're not just going around and asking our favorite movie. It's like, we're going to comment on each one of yours. We're going to have some like really lame jokes probably. We're going to get mad because someone hasn't even seen that movie.
Yeah.
It's just not fun conversation for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I don't... And then there's the people that are on me who are like proud they've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have never, ever seen Lion King. Never saw it.
Never saw
it. And people are like, what? Like, what? Yeah, that was all our childhood. You never saw it? They're like, yeah. I've never seen it. Yep, never saw it. Never saw Lion King 2. Never saw Lion King 1.
Probably never will. Why would I?
Haven't seen the musical.
Why would I?
I don't even know, like, who's the main character. I don't know. And they're, like, proud of it, too. Like,
yeah. Know. Have you ever, there any of those old classic, like, 90s Disney movies that you haven't seen?
No, we were all in on those because those were appropriate.
Really? I never saw Bambi. I never saw...
I never saw all of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a couple that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street is number 43.
That movie's pretty awesome.
It's a cool story.
It's very, you know...
There's some stuff.
It's a great story. There's some stuff.
There's some stuff.
Don't watch with your kiddos. But
don't watch it with your parents either.
I thought that one was pretty fascinating.
Let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, I did see that. Social Network is 54. I really liked that movie.
That was a great one.
It's crazy how few movies I recognize on this list, and I'm
like
scrolling fast.
True stories are good. I love documentaries. There's a new one I've heard that's great that I need to watch. That's about NXIVM. You ever heard of that?
No, what is NXIVM? It's like CBD.
It's a weird cult.
Okay. Cool.
And it
sounds like
it's
a pharmaceutical.
HBO, I think. But I listened to a podcast about it, but it's just a weird cult that like the news broke over it a few years ago, and it was like a Hollywood-y thing, and there's some fairly prominent Hollywood stars that were kind of at the top of it recruiting and
cool.
Like in prison now. So,
did you ever see Molly's Game?
No,
that's a good one. You should potentially watch because that also deals with like real life people being kind of like
so many things. I try to watch a new show with Katie or something. That's what you do. And I don't know when she like stealthily watches stuff, but we'll just go through something like, oh, Molly's Game, I heard it's good. She's like, I haven't seen it twice.
You're like, when?
Like, when? With who? Or it'll be like, I want to watch that. And she'll be like, oh, that time you like, we're out of town for a few days. I just like watched the whole season.
Huh.
Like,
ugh. Right. Text me at least. I want
to
know.
And then she's like, but I'll watch it again. She's trying to be nice. I'm like, no. No one wants to watch a thing twice.
I want to like be able to make guesses with you and predictions and be sad
That's
together.
That's another thing I do in shows because I'd watch my former roommate, Ryan. He'd always be like, all right, this is what I think is going to happen. What do you think? And never when watching anything ever in my mind tried to predict. I'm just watching it.
Yeah.
I've never gone like, I wonder, I think this might happen. I'm just like, I don't know. Because I think that's dumb. I'm like, what's going to happen is whatever the guy that made this up decided to happen.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't see the point. And I'm like, literally anything he wants to happen will happen.
And it's like, it's already taking place. Sense? Yeah, but I still see the merit and like, or like the fun and like trying to guess what's going to happen.
Oh, like the Game of Thrones. I was in a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But then I know people who are like, yeah, well, I'm in this Reddit thread and like people have different theories what's going to happen. I'm like, I don't get that at all. Some old man just made it all up. They could all die. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're saying that there's no point in predicting it because it's not following any kind of like linear pattern because it's just like another
any kind of like
some
reason
random,
or like
yeah.
science, if that's the way you use that
like
word.
You don't really have anything to back what you're guessing.
It's like we could, okay, climate change. Let's in 50 years, this or that may happen. I don't know anything about that, but it's like, okay, there's like
data.
There's like laws of physics and stuff that apply that we can, but it's like, this guy just made it up.
Guessing a fiction movie seems silly to you because it's fiction.
Yeah. Or it's like, who will win the election? It's like, well, you could kind of look at like what's the state of this and that and da da da. We can, but in a fictional election, I don't know, whatever they make up, I guess.
Yeah, I see
that's
what you're saying.
I've always felt about that.
Whenever me and a group of guys got really into watching like rom coms together, and kind of a fun thing, you got to do it like twice per movie. Is you got to say a bold prediction. And that was fun. You don't have to guess like, okay, I think she's going to do this or whatever, but just like bold prediction.
Not only does her mom get cancer, his mom does too. And we find out they're sisters, but stepsister, so it's fine. Yeah, yeah.
It really makes a movie watching experience with the boys so fun. They're, like first scene of the movie, you just go, even though this is a rom-com and there's a guy and the girl on the cover album of it, he's gay. Yeah. And in the whole movie, anytime he's around other dudes, you're like, come on, kiss him. You're just like rooting for this weird stuff.
How funny would it be? Yeah, just out of nowhere, rom-com, she like turns her back and he just, the guy, like, yeah, I knew it. I literally had nothing to do. Movies in college were great. When you get all the guys together and watch a rom-com, there's something fun about it.
I've done it so many times. Yeah. Dude, one time, I forget the name of the movie. It was... I think it was a Zac Efron rom-com. Might have been like Charlie St. Cloud, one of those. But one of the guys I was watching it with, but his bold prediction was, you know what? I think Zac Efron is actually blind this entire movie. Kind of like a Book of Eli type thing. And so that one, like...
We realized the whole movie was shot like belly button up and then the final scene like pans down. There's just been a golden retriever by us the whole time. We're like, whoa!
So that was quite the bold prediction. You know, it's hilarious when
it's
he
like
says
the final
that.
Scene is like, gets torched in a fire or something and she's melted and he's like, looks don't matter to me, babe. And you're like, oh, because I'm blind and it's fine. And he's like, whoa.
We get like 3/4 of the way into the movie. We've fully forgotten.
Charlie St. Cloudy.
About this bold prediction because we're way on to like all the other stuff that could take place. And then Zac Efron, I still remember, he's like on a porch. He like goes to like this girl's door to like win her back. And then I think she like doesn't answer the door. And so he's kind of like pacing around the porch. And so now he's like facing like out from the porch, like facing the camera when she opens the door, but he never turns around to talk to her. So they're both facing the same direction. They're both facing the camera.
A classic movie thing. Who talks like this?
And it's like a Dwight and Angela, like their entire relationship in season 3, they never look at each other. So it's like that. They're both facing the camera, but she's opened the door and now they're talking to each other. And we lost it, dude. We're like, he thinks he's looking at her. He's blind. Oh my gosh. You called it. He is blind. It was like the greatest movie watching experience I've ever had. Cause it looked like he could have been blind.
And then you guys like arguing about it. Someone's like, dude, he's not blind. You're like, I mean, he could be.
Look at his eye line. I think he's missing her. He's not making eye contact.
One of the most disappointing. I watched, I think it was called Safe Haven.
Okay.
I think it's,
it might've been
Julianne Hough.
Okay.
Yeah. Safe Haven, Julianne Hough. Who at the time was kind of like my celeb crush, you know. I think she was like Dancing with the Stars turned famous actress.
Okay.
A strange path. Am I right? Safe Haven? Julianne Hough?
I was looking up Zac Efron rom-com. Oh. Julianne.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking up Zac Efron shirtless.
Whoopsie, that's weird.
Oops.
Oopsie. Julianne Hough, what's it called?
Sorry. Safe Haven.
Oh yeah, 2013 film.
Got it. This is the one. This one would have been hilarious kind of because it was this huge gimmick at the end you didn't realize. But she has this, you know, obviously this love struggle, rom-com. You're like, oh, they got to get together. And she has this kind of friend, this like the kind of the guide to the story who's like maybe you're thinking, maybe you need to look at him like this instead of that. And you're like, she's such a great friend. And at the end, you realize this whole backstory where like her friend actually tragically died in a car crash. And this woman is like a ghost or like a figment of her imagination. She's been talking to like a ghost friend the whole time. And to me, I was like, this is stupid. It's not real. And to me, because I love that the rom-coms to me, I love because it's obviously not real, but like it could be real. But that one was a weird twist to me. I was like, oh, she was talking to a ghost lady the whole time. I ruined it.
Dude, we might be talking about the same movie. I might have been way off.
That's a funny thing. You're like, dude, her friend right there she's talking to? Spirit.
Not
that's
real.
There's a ghost.
Quite the bold prediction.
No, dude, no. And then you figure she is.
That honestly, the movie I was talking about might have been Safe Haven. Because I'm like, that kind of sounds familiar.
It's Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
6'4", strong jawline.
I'll Google it.
It's always a single dad.
500 Days of Summer.
That's an all-time
See, that's a realistic one. That's rom-com. An all-time one. That's why I think you would like it. Yeah, yeah.
It's an all-time one.
Super realistic.
That's one. That was a while ago, but I remember I saw that several times.
Yeah.
Man, I need to watch that again.
Sure.
It's a classic.
That and whatever I told you to watch. I don't remember. Molly's Game.
Hoosiers. You ever seen that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Picket Fence. Okay, Trey, a little trivia. So this is 64 on this list. It came out in the last decade. So there's a hint from 2000 to 2010. And it's a Pixar movie. Very surprised it's on the top 100.
Up.
Nope.
Oh, 2000, 2010.
Yeah. What do you think?
Pixar.
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc.
Close. The Incredibles.
Monsters University.
The Incredibles. Incredibles. Top 100.
That was fun. The Pixars are great.
I would not have thought that is one of the best movies made in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a good movie. Who's your favorite Incredible? Well, Brokeback Mountain. Here we go. Talk about Heath Ledger.
You ever seen that?
No.
Yeah. Me neither. Favorite Incredible? Syndrome. It's hilarious.
We had a guy in college we called Syndrome because his hair was like red and pointy.
He was fat and redheaded.
Yeah.
Classic.
Ocean's 11. That was 2001.
Never seen it.
Barely made the list. Really?
See? See, I hate this.
Sorry.
So many of those that everyone's like, this is the best movie ever. Just never sat down to watch it. I don't know.
And my really doesn't come from like, it's such a good movie. How have you not seen it? But it's like, I know that I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, it was on movies. TNT like twice a day.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's like, what's the Bob Lee Swagger movie? Shooter? That is on TV at all time. Yeah. All times.
Happy Gilmore? Never. I have seen Happy Gilmore.
Okay, good. That's Fish Tank. I wonder if that's like Shark Tank. Just not as fun.
Just the deals are worse.
Yeah, it's just like way less pressure.
Fish Tank.
Look, do you want $100? You can have it if you need it.
I'm looking I'm looking for 20% of my business for $50.
Just
if you want,
it could be fun. I don't know. It's more or less a lemonade stand. So I don't know how much longer I'm gonna do this. It's October.
The Fish Tank. The fishes are back.
Movie
episode. Talking all about it. Anything else, man? I'm going to Atlanta. Pumped. Go Pokes.
Welcome.
I've already been since you've heard this, y'all. Send us if you have anything you want. You do less guests. We want to actually hear from you. This is Fun Exclusive Club. So if you have some, really particular questions for me or for Jake or both of us,
sure.
Hit the Do Less Guests Instagram if you're in it. If not, just go ahead and shoot the email. The Do Less God Bless email will work and just say you're a Do Less Guest. DLGB@TreyKeeney.com.
Yeah.
Voice memos typed out, questions, thoughts, anything.
We'll try to answer.
Let's guess.
We do have a voice memo.
Oh, let's end with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll end with this.
Shout out Kara. Kara. Pronounced. She had a fun, Jake and I have joked about how ridiculous some of these expressions are. And she looks like she tossed one in a Zoom call. So I think it's like halfway through this video.
I was going to say, I need to fast forward it a little bit.
Start at like 25 seconds, I think.
Okay. You won't be
able to. Sorry, guys. I've been as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. Good morning, guys. Going on?
Good morning, nice. Dude, I don't know if you made that up or it exists, but that one's awesome.
Because we didn't say that.
Yeah.
We had a lot of cat-based sayings.
Yeah. Busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. Could you Google that, please?
That's because so good if that's not real. One-legged
You might have to be a new co-host if you made that up. Is it a thing?
I guess it is. It's a southern saying.
It is. Yeah, that's hilarious. I'm gonna start. Southern sayings are crazy.
I'm as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. Oh my gosh,
I love that.
I mean, it's true. That seems like a very like,
dude. I'm so relaxed right now.
Troublesome time. Are you?
I kind of am,
dude. I'm so fired up and ready to go. I didn't mention anything about 15 minutes ago. My arms started to get tingly, but they're back to normal now. We're fine.
Yeah. Fine. I haven't been able to see out of one eye for this whole.
Yeah. Gonna be a little Charlie St. Cloud
Zac Efron
going on.
Okay. Episode 26. Thank you all very much again. Like I said, we'll be, I bet next 27 will be in the new space, but same production level.
No Derek yet.
Man, we'll see. But then the next one, 28, I think we might be fully diving in the new vibes.
Fax machine will be there.
It'll be great.
Two extra cameras will be there. Mm-hmm. CBD will maybe be there. Dude, we could talk after the pod, but like hit them up and say like, hey, my co-host wants everything
in
you
our
got.
Feels, man. Yeah. All right. Do less guests. Thanks for the love. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.